The quail is peculiarly a domestic bird, and is attached to his birthplace and the home of his forefathers. The various members of the aquatic families educate their children in the cool summer of the far north, and bathe their warm bosoms in July in the iced waters of Hudson Bay. But when Boreas scatters the rushes where they had builded their bedchambers, they desert their fatherland and fly to disport in the sunny waters of the south. The songsters of the woodland, when their customary crops of insects and berries are cut off in the fall, gather themselves to renew their loves and get married in more genial climes. Presently the groves, so vocal and the sky so full, shall be silent and barren. The melancholy days will soon be here. Only thou, dear Bob White, wilt remain. The quail is the bird for me. He is no rover, no emigrant. He stays at home, and is identified with the soil. Where the farmer works, he lives and loves and whistles. In budding springtime and in scorching summer, in bounteous autumn and in barren winter, his voice is heard from the same bushy hedge fence, and from his customary cedars.